But we do have other developing news tonight, a terror plot in the heartland and the arrest of a man who worked at an airport in Kansas. He is accused of plotting to drive a truck full of explosives into the airport at Wichita. So how close did he come? ABC senior justice correspondent Pierre Thomas on this story.
The deadly plan to detonate a car bomb at this Wichita, Kansas airport. The suspected bomber, Terry Lowen, is a local airplane technician who had a security pass to the airport. According to the FBI, Lowen was planning a suicide operation timed to cause maximum carnage and death at the state's busiest airport.
The threat was real. Terry Lowen was real, and Terry Lowen was committed to execute this plan.
At 5:40 a.m. today, Lowen allegedly drove a van he thought was packed with explosives to an airport security gate. But the bomb was a dud. It was all a sting controlled by the FBI. The FBI became aware of Lowen after he allegedly began posting radical comments on the internet. They sent agents posing as Al-Qaeda operatives to work with him. Authorities say he was hell-bent on murder.
He talked about his commitment to this crime and his commitment to martyr himself as part of this horrific event.
Court documents detail the commitment. In a suicide letter dated Wednesday, December 11th, Lowen allegedly wrote goodbye to his family. My only explanation is that I believe in jihad for the sake of Allah and for the sake of my Muslim brothers and sisters. I expect to be called a terrorist, which I am, a psychopath, and a homicidal maniac. The case suggests that Osama bin Laden and the radical cleric Anwar al-Awlaki continue to inspire from their graves.
Lowen said he read about both men on the internet and was particularly inspired by al-Awlaki's 44 Ways of Jihad, a handbook for radicalism. Diane?
All right, Pierre Thomas reporting in tonight. Thank you, Pierre.